Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wonderful world of relationships, starting with the most important one. The one you have with yourself. Today, we're diving into something super powerful: self-validation and self-acceptance. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing external approval? Like your worth is measured by likes, achievements, or what others think? Well, let me tell you, that's a recipe for exhaustion and unhappiness. It's time to rewrite the script, folks. It's all about learning to validate your own experiences, feelings, and even your mistakes. Trust me, it's a game changer. So, what exactly does self-validation look like? It's like giving yourself that pep talk you'd give your best friend. Imagine someone close to you is feeling down because they didn't ace the test. What do you say? You probably wouldn't tell them to just try harder next time, right? Instead, you might say, "Hey, I know this wasn't the result you were hoping for, but that doesn't define you." It takes courage to put yourself out there, and you learn something valuable from this experience. That's self-validation in action, recognizing your efforts, acknowledging your feelings, and reminding yourself that you're worthy regardless of the outcome. Now let's talk about self-acceptance. This is all about embracing who you are, quirks and all. It's about accepting your strengths, weaknesses, imperfections, and past experiences, everything that makes you, you. Think about it like this. Would you want a friend to constantly try to change themselves to fit into some mold? Of course not. We admire people for their authenticity, right? So why wouldn't we extend that same kindness and acceptance to ourselves? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to self-validation and self-acceptance. 1. Challenge those inner critics. You know those voices in your head that constantly put you down? Time to silence them. Replace negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Every time you catch yourself saying something mean to yourself, consciously choose to reframe it in a more supportive way. 2. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Give yourself a high five. Accomplishing something, even if it seems minor, is worth celebrating. Remember, progress is progress. 3. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee. Focusing on what you're grateful for can shift your perspective and boost your self-esteem. 4. Surround yourself with supportive people. You are who you hang out with. Choose friends and family who uplift you and celebrate your successes. Distance yourself from those who bring you down or make you feel less than. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and experience moments of self-doubt. That's okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Think about that time you were learning to ride a bike. Remember all those scrapes and bruises? Did you give up? Nope. You kept practicing, falling, getting back up, until finally you mastered it. Self-validation and self-acceptance are like that. It takes practice, patience, and a whole lot of kindness towards yourself. Now imagine this. You're going for a job interview you've been preparing for weeks. You know you're qualified, but those pesky doubts creep in. Your inner critic starts whispering, "What if they don't like me? What if I mess up?" But then you remember those affirmations you've been practicing: "I am capable and deserving." You take a deep breath, walk into the room with confidence, and ace that interview. That, my friends, is the power of self-validation. Remember, the journey to self-love and acceptance is ongoing. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you stumble. But keep practicing those affirmations, keep celebrating your wins, and keep surrounding yourself with love and support. You are worthy, you are capable, and you are enough just as you are. So, what's one thing you can do today to practice self-validation and self-acceptance? Maybe it's writing down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, or choosing to say a kind word to yourself when those negative thoughts arise. Remember, every small step counts. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing how you're rocking this journey. Until next time, stay awesome and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.